Good morning. It's December 28th, 2011. The time is 6:42 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Wednesday morning. And I like talking about space. I sort of mentioned about this my Keek video I did last night about SETE, that search for extraterrestrial intelligence. They want to crowdsource an effort to search for artificial structures on the moon using the LOR, which is an orbit around the moon. That's NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. And it's sending pictures back of high definition. And I guess the analogy is to use that type of technology to look for other footprints, our ancient aliens that may have use it as a spot, because the LOR can spot the Apollo landers and astronauts' personal footprints from its orbit currently. So it stands to reason that we have the technology to carry out this proposed lunar hunt. But we also have two more visitors going to the moon, which is not really the excitement of the subject of space, but it was back in its heyday, I guess, during the Apollo missions. NASA's has two lunar gravity recovery and interior laboratory, which is known as GRAIL probe. GRAIL. They're known as GRAIL probe A and GRAIL probe B, and they were launched from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station on September 10th, 2011. And the first time I heard that, it's like, what took them so long? Well, the straight line distance from Earth to the moon is about 250,000 miles. And it took NASA's Apollo moon crew about 3 days, which I remember that distinctively. It's like, it only took Apollo 3 days. It's taken a couple months for these probes. But each GRAIL probe takes about 30 times as long to cover the 2.5 million miles. I guess that's the path it's traveled, I guess. But it's because this low energy, high cruise time trajectory is beneficial for mission planners and controllers, as it allows more time for the spacecraft to be checked out. NASA said the path would allow the program to save money and increase the chance of a successful mission. But the whole purpose is, once in orbit, the pair will spend 2 months following each other around the moon, and scientists back here on Earth will measure the distances between the two at various points and calculate the lunar gravity field. I guess that's an important thing to be studying. But this is going to be the latest mission to moon, an unmanned mission to moon, though we follow those unmanned missions to Mars. I think this is a very interesting thing, because we are visiting another body out there in outer space, and I guess I'm excited about it, because if we look at the Apollo missions, we just literally just began to scratch the surface of the moon, and I think there's a lot to learn there. I'm in favor of missions onto Mars, and maybe if we can do it, a manned mission to Mars, because I'm a strong advocate of space exploration. But in the same sense, I know that we have a lot of things here on the Earth to still explore and all. But that's all I have this morning. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.